Amen. The Lord is good. I say the Lord is good. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come before you this day. We ask that you bless even the ministration of your word. Now, Father Jehovah God, all that we are going to do here today will be to thy glory, Lord. We ask that you minister to us, Lord, that you give us grace to walk before you in righteousness. Father, we thank you for everything you have done and continue to do for us. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to sing this song reverently. It goes with the message. In other words, sing it as a prayer. Sing it as a supplication to the Lord. For the race we run is not easy. But we thank God for his grace. Amen. Keep me through, Lord Jesus, keep me through. See me through, Lord Jesus, sing it as a prayer, brethren. There's a race I must run. There's a victory to be won. Give me, oh, every hour to be true. Hallelujah. Father, see us through indeed. And Jesus, see me through. Sing it as a prayer unto the Lord. See me through, Lord Jesus. The race is not easy. It's only through God's grace. For there is a race we must run. And it's a tight race. And there's a victory to be won. I will sing it now in another language. Join me if you can. I say, Jigidem, Onyewem Jesus, Jigidem, Jisiemike, Jigidem, Onyewem. Can somebody shout to the Lord? Eze, Osode, Osode, Nkemgaba, Meride, Nkemgeme, Erioa, Shalabaka, Basete, Rikaola, Yemi, Eze, Ogele, Naka, Marida, Onyewem Jesus, Jigidem. Lord, see us through this race, Lord. Like Paul said, like the Peter says, Lord. Like the saints of the old. He said, let me run this race to the end, Lord. And let me finish the race, Lord. And let me have that crown, Lord. And not give up on it. Nkemgaba, Nkemgaba, Mary, Nkemgeme, Rioa, Shalabaka, Basete, Nyemike, Eze, Ogemile, Naka, Mwarida. I say, see me through, Lord Jesus, wave your hand unto the Lord, everybody. Wave your hand in this auditorium. Wave your hand unto him. Wave your hand and ask the Lord to see you through. Through it all, let his grace and mercy keep us. That's a race I must run. Shake up Bahamas. That's a victory to be won. Lord, give me power. Jesus, every hour, Savior too. One more time, everybody join me and say, Jesus Christ, see me through. La sheka pahuli matara. La satara basheka pahuli materika paure basala. See me through, Lord Jesus. Father, hear our cry, Lord. Amen. Yasare. Oh, I must run. Yes, a victory to be won. Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. Give me power every hour. Savior, to buy through. And Father, I ask for that grace that you see us through this race, Lord. It's not easy. On the night before you went to the cross, Lord, you went on crying and praying. Ask the Father to give you grace to see it through. Father, we live in a world where there is so much things around us that seek to overthrow our faith. Storms of life. Tsunamis of life. Tornadoes of life. Seeking every day to overthrow our faith. Father, give us grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us faith. Give us the ability and the wherewithal to overcome. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. This morning, by the grace of God, we will teach or discuss on a topic that says victory does not come by accident. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everybody join me and say, victory. Victory does not come by accident. Victory is an act of defeating an opponent, which means that you will never be a victor unless you have opposition, unless you have adversary, unless there is an antagonist. And our number one adversary is that ancient foe, the old serpent, known as Satan, the accuser of the brethren. And because the only antidote is our faith in Christ, he is relentless to overthrow our faith by all means necessary. And when he cannot achieve outright victory, he will resort to the strategy of wearing us down. We are going to take our sermon from the book of John, chapter 5, verse 4. Book of John, 1 John 5:4. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John 5:4. For whosoever is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I said that the act of victory does not come by accident. Accident is when something happened by chance, unplanned, unintentional happening. That is an accident. It just happened. You have no control over it. Victory does not come in that way. I said that if you have victory, if you must have a victorious life or have victory or triumph, you must have an opposition. And that opposition is our ancient enemy, called the ancient foe, the old serpent, Satan, the accuser of the brethren. And his plan is twofold. The strategy he uses to wear us down. He first wants to overcome your faith. And if you stand your ground, he resorts to a long-term strategy. There is an immediate strategy Satan pushes. And when you resist, he goes to long-term strategy. That long-term strategy is to wear you down little by little. Wear you down. Until you get to a point you say, I can't take this in again. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 5 said it. And this Satan that we are fighting, the relentless enemy, said, he shall speak lofty word even against the Most High. He's not afraid to speak against the Most High himself. And shall sought to wear the saints of God down. Daniel 7:25. He shall seek to wear the saints of God down. And brethren, I don't know about you. If you're a Christian and you have not faced battles or battle whereby the enemy seek to wear you down, whereby everything is just wonderful every time, go check your Christianity, because that's not the constitution of heaven. It's through strife and opposition that we will make the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Trials and tribulation is part and passion of Christianity. But at times, even the greatest of people of faith, we put their hand on the head and say, Lord, have mercy. It's just too much for me to put on. Different part of the Bible. Elijah one time I say, I'm no better than my fathers. Give me a break. I'm tired of all this. So also is Moses. So also is all the saints. Opposition by the enemy to wear us down. But I want to tell us something today, that when he resorts to the strategy to wear you down, we will come to the point of how we can stand and be victorious in Christ Jesus. If things are going all smooth for you and everything is wonderful, blessed be the name of the Lord. But I know that many of us that lose our hair, tongue, gray and stuff, is part of trials of life, things that have happened, things that will happen, things that the enemy threw at us. And it's not a strange thing. Way back in the Bible, God gave us one of the man of God, that noble saint of God, who faced trials, and we use it as an epitome of example of trials that me and you go through life. Job was one day sitting peacefully in his life, in his house. Everything, he's the greatest man in the East. That means the eastern part of the world. He is the greatest. He's like the king of the East. He's a billionaire in his day. He has children. He has houses. He has servants. He has gold. He has everything you can want or talk of. And this is the scary thing about Satan. Many a times, me and you find it hard to get into the presence of God. We find it hard to enter the veil and pierce the veil before his presence. But our adversary have 24/7 access before God. And he's not going there to say good things about me. He's not going there to say good things about you. He comes as an accuser of the brethren. And God knows his heart and says, have you come to accuse Job? He says, yep. Say, there's no man like him in the face of the earth. He said, well, because you put a hedge around him. And we're going to come to that as we proceed on this discussion. You have put a hedge around him. He has everything he needs. He has the three areas that matters to us a lot. Our family, our finances, our health is all intact. Family, your finances, your health is all wonderful. And so you shout and sing hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, give me opportunity to show you that hope is not faithful. And so God said, go and try. And then suddenly in overnight, trouble come knocking. St. Paul said it correctly. He said, we are besieged on every side. We are what? Besieged. Besieged is when an army surrounds this place and besieges it. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair. So, the enemy besieged Job. Gave him the bell ring. Knock on the door. Ah, oh God, we are over there watching your camels in the thousands and thousands of them, and suddenly out of nowhere, started with oxen. A band of warriors from the Sabians came and took everything and slaughtered all your servants. Hey, Job said, well, they took all the camels. I still have the sheep. I still have the camels. The oxen is gone. I still have the goats. And at times when the enemy is coming, it's relentless. You are still recovering from one, boom, another one come. Lord, we are there just sitting on a distance, and suddenly a fire come and devoured all the sheep. I alone escaped. Hey, I still have camels and my money and stuff. My health is still there. My family is still there. Another news came. Hey, Lord, we are over there. As Oga, we are still there doing these things. And suddenly, another band of warriors came from nowhere and killed all your servants and took all the camels. Well, I still have my children. Another knock come, another bell. Every other day, just things keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And suddenly, there was a mighty wind. And your children are in the house of their elder brothers, partying and having fun, and suddenly a mighty wind come and knock down everything and kill all of them. Ha! That hit home. Money I can recover. Camels I can recover. This and that I can recover. But my children are gone. Satan is not yet done. He hit home. Then suddenly another news came. Satan went back to the throne of grace and say, well, things he can recover, but hitting where it matters, his health. Your health. You go for doctor checkup, nothing was wrong yesterday and today, suddenly the news is catastrophic. Boils, cancerous boils was erased upon, and God said, well, go ahead and do it. Another permission. And his health was hit. And the man who was king of the east lost everything he has. That is the worst. I pray that none of us will ever be in that shoe in the name of Jesus. We have our own little headaches, and it's bad enough. You can imagine this guy. Eh, God have mercy. That's why nobody called their son Job. Have you ever seen anybody call their children Job? Even the worst of parents doesn't call their children Job. His health was hit. To the extent that the wife said, ha, my loving husband, this is too much for one human being to bear. Curse God and die. Throw in the towel. You say it's not happening. His friends, three friends, came from far. And when they came and saw him and the situation, for 7 days they couldn't talk. They were so amazed. They were so surprised at the tragedy. At this extent, Satan has gone to wear down this saint of God. 7 days and seven, they couldn't talk. Job started to cry out. He calls the day he was born. He said, why did all these things happen? And so, many of us, it is hard. I pray we never have to go through life trials, but God in his mercy has allowed it. But there's one promise that is sure. He said, we never allow you to entertain, to have more than you can bear. There will always be grace. Amen? But one day when it seems, when Satan saw victory, almost like it is almost over. Yes, I got him. He's about to decant. He's about to give up his faith. He's about to throw in the towel. Yes, after months, not weeks, not days, months. Go to Job 7:3. You see that it's a month of trial. It didn't come overnight and go. Job said, ha, I know. Somebody say with me, I know. I say, shout it, I know. Shout it, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or many a times I will have to go there. Many a times I have to cry, Lord, I know that with all this that is going on, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And these two shall pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God's plan for you and for me is to live in constant victory. Amen? To live in constant victory. Amen? He said, now thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always in Christ. That is God's plan. God's plan is one thing. Fulfillment of it is another thing. And that's where we're going to go in the teaching. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans 8:37 also said, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Amen? So that is God's plan. In all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And the other one said, nay, in all things we thank God who caused us to have victory always. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of the reasons why we lose out on God's plan to live a victorious life. Quoting from the movie we watched in this church, blessed be the name of the Lord. We watched this movie in this auditorium. This movie was called The War Room. Amen. Miss Clara, one of the actresses in the movie, made a statement that I want us to dissect and look at. Amen. Who remember the good quotes? He said, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we are really fighting. This is a quote from the movie, The War Room, by Miss Clara. She goes on to say, to have a victory, we need to have the right plan and resources, because victory does not come by accident. And also I want to add that victory comes at a cost. If you are on losing streak, prayers unanswered, desires unfulfilled, your wants denied, your ambition diverted, and you keep losing and losing and losing, you will not be a happy Christian. Even at a point, Job's own was turned around. He recovered. But many of us at times just goes on a losing streak. This prayer unanswered, this battle on this defeating. After some time, you become weary. But when you win, and you win a win, and you win again, you go on a winning streak. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Many of us have a fire brigade attitude. We wait until the trouble starts before we start taking preventative measures. I'm going to bring three things that strategies that people use to become victorious along the way. Look at teams, competitive teams, NFL, baseball, basketball teams, soccer teams. Look at generals that has been victorious. From Alexander the Great to Julius Caesar to William the Conqueror. They always have a strategy and a plan to win. I see many Christians, they don't have a plan to win. They don't have a strategy to win. They just float around and expect victory. And when they go on to make effort to win, they don't plan in wisdom. They don't plan with God's guidance. They just pray. They just simply, okay, no, it's come to happen, it happened, kind of attitude. The football teams, they will do a lot of things to win. I'm going to play against this person. And they will go and get the videos of them and study their offenses and defenses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They will study the strategy of the opposition. They will, any play you see they make on the field is already planned. You will be there and be with throw to you at this point. And you run to this area and you go like that. And so we fulfill our plan. Clara in that movie says that very few Christians know how to fight the right way. They say fight, you fight, and you fight the wrong way. And you are just wasting your time. You can fight and fight the wrong way. Where you need to take a gun and you take a machete, you are wasting a lot of your time. When you need a nuclear a bomb and you are just using a gun, you may not win that fight. When it is a fight that you'll be fighting the sea above in the heavens and you are fighting it on the carnal or physical level, you are not going to win that fight. See, many Christians don't know how to fight the right way or understand who we are fighting. And that is one of the greatest mistakes we make. When we don't figure out from the beginning who is behind this, what is behind this, how this person is affecting our victory. Is the realistic part of it is that you are not going to win that battle. Everything that happens to you is not by accident. There is an enemy that is planning it. And when you know, when you foresaw, when you anticipate, when God has given you a foresight and you fulfill the plan, you have greater chances of winning and remaining in the victory that God wants you to have. For it is the plan of God for us to have victory. It is the plan of God for us to have victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Three aspects of you need to put into place: prevention, defense, and offense, and execution. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said prevention, defense, offensive action, and execution of your plan. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you know to implement this, you will win more battles against the enemy. Prevention. There is so many things that we can say, but we are going to call down on many of them. This should be like a teaching ministry, but we're just going to do it the best we can. One of the things that makes Christians to lose battle, and I thank God for this church, we are evolving to that. I'm seeing that more and more. We always talk of unforgiveness that hinders your prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It opens doors and weakens your defenses. Nip it at the bud, unforgiveness. No matter what it is, so that your prayers may be answered. Matthew chapter 5, 23 to 24. Somebody open for me Jonah, book of Jonah chapter 3, verse 5. The book of Jonah, verse 5. Another thing that weakens our prevention from things from happening is this: unconfessed sin. And the Bible spoke about it in the book of Psalm 66, verse 18. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, he said, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. And then he says in Isaiah 59, verse 2, but your iniquities has made a separation between you and God. So, sin, unforgiveness, it weakens your offensive defenses and even the ability to prevent. I say that the enemy has strategy. And you have to develop strategy in your Christian life for you to have victorious life. Some people put too much time in prayer and they don't look at the resources they have, and they look the effort they make, and prayer is good. Don't underrate it, because that is what gives us grace. But there is a key even in prayer. Knowing who you are fighting the right way, not just praying without understanding. You need to be able to direct that prayer, that effort, to the right place at the right time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You need to be able to direct it to the right place at the right time. We're coming to that. In prevention, let's go to the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5 to 10. God sent a prophet all the way from another land to come and declare his judgment against Nineveh. And even before it started happening, this unbeliever king, this man that doesn't know God, did things that many of us failed to do at the beginning of the situation, or when we sense trouble coming. That is prevention. Immediately they got a wind of what is going to happen, we read. So the people of Nineveh believed God, blessed be the name of the Lord, and proclaimed a fast, and put a sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Go to 6. We're going to go all the way to 10. For word came unto them, My heart mourns at this time. Have somebody that I saw something that will happen to him about a year ago. And I called and said, come, I will join you in fasting to avert this trouble. Unlike some pastors or ministers, when God gives them revelation, they charge you money. I don't charge. Come, let us wait on the Lord together to avert this trouble that is coming. He didn't agree. I thought he forgot. 8 months down the line, he called, send a test. I said, you saw that dream you had. It nearly happened on me. He still didn't listen to the antidote, to the prevention, until that thing is happening on him at this point in time. And it is a very painful situation to me. He said, for word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered himself with what? Sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout the Nineveh kingdom by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. Go to 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in the hands, in their hands. Who can tell? Amen. He said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? In other words, God will no more give permission to Satan, because they cried unto God. Many of our Christians will not listen to that. Things are happening to them, and even by revelation, they will not follow that. Before they sense trouble, they are not in plan strategy to survive, to overcome. They pray prayer that is directing to the left when the problem is on the right. They fail to seek counsel or help. They are proud, full of lofty words, until calamity has descended on their head. The other day, pastor was making a statement. He said there is a prescription. If anyone among you are what? Sick. He said, call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him and anoint him with oil of gladness. And if there is sin, it will be forgiven such person. Do you know some people are out too full of it, proud, that they will not even go to that level until problem that could be moved with a shovel became a wheel load and then become a car load and become a mountain. By then, it will take greater faith to move it. That shows lack of plan and strategy. Not knowing your resources, not knowing what God has said in His word, and be able to implement it. I know you have your faith, but there are plans God put in place. The constitution of heaven cannot be changed for you. If God has said it, so shall it be. Implement those things. This man, a hidden, unknown to God, he implemented this plan, and look at where he got him. He got him deliverance. Jonah wanted that destruction because these are people against God. But then God changed and turned the captivity of Nineveh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because an unbelieving king quickly believed God, turned from their evil way, declared prayer time, declared humility, declared time of waiting on the Lord, showed that they have repented, and he wasn't even sure what the outcome is going to be. He said, maybe God, just maybe, we turn away from the evil that he has declared. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. That is prevention. Defense. The defense, don't break the hedge. That is one of the defense. In Ecclesiastes 10:8, I think that's where it is. It says something about, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent will bind. Let me just confess that whosoever dig a pit for you will fall into it in the name of Jesus. Because that is the word of God. But then he goes to say, do not break the hedge. When our sister was praying this morning, we mentioned the word of God. He says that upon every dwelling places of Mount Zion and of his assemblies thereof, there shall be what? A smoke and a pillar of fire, cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. And for all, the glory of the Lord shall be what? For a defense. That is the hedge God put around us. When Satan went to God to ask permission to trouble Job, he said, well, you have put a hedge around him. It's a barrier. It's the Shekinah glory of God. You may not see it, but it's around you. It is surrounding you. It is protecting you from every plan of the enemy. He said, whosoever break it, then that old dragon, that old serpent will bite. So our duty is to make sure we don't break that hedge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the defense we have. That was in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. Ecclesiastes 10:8. Then we go to offense. You know, at times, in these four levels of strategy and plan, which if you learn to implement it, you have more victorious life. As we said in the topic, victory does not come by accident. And we use the word of that woman in the movie, that very few of us know how to fight the right way, understand why we are really fighting. And she goes on to say, to have a victory, we need to have the right plan, the right resources, because victories does not come by accident. We move to the next one, prevention. For the first one, we talked of, you know, having prevention, and then we have offense, defense, and offense. Offensive, and now we go to defense. Defense is what actually wins you a victory. Defense is what takes you from not scoring to scoring. You can play all the defense you want, but it's not going to get you to score. You have to be able to implement both defense, be able to prevent, and be able to take offensive action against the kingdom of the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The greatest offense that God honors, taking it to the kingdom of Satan, is to go in there and make an effort to pluck souls from destruction. Making an effort to unchain, to bind, to loose. To prove to them, to Satan, that God is able. This morning we are having testimonies. We are talking about the power of attorney. I remember our sister Tubi mentioned something a friend called. She made a prescription. And the friend followed the prescription. He said, go on and take time to do what? Fast for 3 days. That friend will have said, hey, what does she know? Why will I waste my 3 days? But that's a prescription. But what happened? Testimony came that when she listened and she did what the daughter of God told her to do, there was an answer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In defense, you take the battle to the kingdom of darkness. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you put it on the board, please? Matthew 11, 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, amen, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent shall take it by force. This is when you pull out your spiritual machine gun. Don't mess with knife or punches at this point. You go all the way out. It's time to fight the battle. When he throws it, try to wear you down, you resist and you fight back. You start doing good. You start making effort to bring souls to the kingdom of God. You start hitting him where he hurts most. You start fighting back. You start going in prayer. You go to the mountain of fire mode, but in wisdom and in the plan of God, not by vengeance. You start praying and you start standing in the gap for others, not just for yourself. You lose everything that is needed. Praise, prayer, waiting on the Lord. Even check yourself and make sure that you stand before him in holiness. Like that king of Nineveh did. He said, let everyone forsake their evil way. It's time for you to forgive. You know you have an objective, a target. You need to get victory on this issue. You don't allow anything to stand between you and that victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You take offense, both physical and spiritual, and then you win the battle. But don't go to offensive action without these principles. Amen? Don't go to the offensive action without these principles. There are three of them or four of them. I will quickly go through them. One, when you are taking offense, you have to take it like in wisdom in the plan of God for it to be effective. One, know who is in charge. Amen? Many of us start to pray and pray as if it's by our might. We think, speak lofty words. We don't really put it completely yield. Because say, when your obedience is fulfilled, then God will have vengeance against the work of darkness around you. But your obedience has to be fulfilled. That obedience is one, make know who is in charge? Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. Quickly, please. Joshua 5, 13 to 15. Joshua chapter 5, 13, 15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, they were getting ready to war, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? 14. And he said, nay, but as the captain of the Lord of hosts, am I now come? And Joshua fell immediately and humbled himself to the ground and did worship and said unto him, what said my Lord unto his servant? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to notice the attitude of Joshua, which is the attitude many of us take when we are facing adversity, especially when we are facing it, maybe it's a worker in place of work, maybe it is this person, maybe it is that, whatever, maybe it is whatever it is. He said, God is on my side on this issue, and it's not on this other side. And so, naturally, Joshua came to him and said, are you for us or against us? And that great angel said, nay, neither. I'm not for you, Joshua. I'm not for your enemies. I am on my own. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, no, neither, but as the captain of the host. Not a lieutenant, not an underling, not somebody to tell what to do, not somebody to order around. No, but you have to follow God and follow God's way for victory to be accomplished. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Told some guy to stop making noise. My enemy is this. They shout and shout and shout. But they are not following. They're just shouting. They're just making emotional overburst. Don't even have to make too much noise. Say, I'm not in that side. I am on my own. And that's one attitude you have to convert with God when you want victory. It's not necessarily on anybody's side. God is on his own side. And when you take the side of God, then you have victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Two, making the lost battle. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. Quickly, please. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. Make the battle you are fighting the Lord's battle. And say, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Make it the Lord's battle. Stop fighting with the arm of the flesh. Do those hard things God tell you to do. Like forgiveness. Like moving away from things that hamper you. Like taking time to wait on the Lord. Like praying. Like standing on the faith. Like not giving an inch to the enemy. Even when he starts to wear you down, refuse to be worn down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Refuse to be worn down. Remember what we said at the beginning. At a point, Job realized, and he did speak it around, and he declared it to the heavens and earth and said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So these three kings, the king of Amorites and so on, and Moab and so on, came against one kingdom. To overrun them, to destroy them, there will be killing, there will be just to annihilate Israel. Jehoshaphat was the king. And he was trying, what can I do? What do I do? He started praying, started asking, and then God spoke. He said, do not be afraid. Do not worry about all this multitude. He said, the battle is not yours but the Lord's. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At times when you take such attitude, and I've seen it, if I have time to give testimony upon testimony, God will go on a rampage on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you may not even need to fight the battle at all. He will lay an ambushment against the enemies of your life. Amen. For the weapon of our warfare, brethren, is not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. See, they shall surely gather. There's no doubt about it. They are weeping and muttering and running to here and there and calling your name on this and that. They shall surely gather, but not by me. Any that shall gather against you for the sake of the name of the Lord, say they shall fall for your sake. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the promise of the word of God. Those are victories. Make it the Lord's battle. And you may not need to fight at all. If you must fight, don't go before the Lord takes a step. That's the last part I want to bring out before we go on to close. If you must fight, fight the right way. Fight with the right plan. Fight with the right strategy. Let's quickly open the Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. If you must fight, these things you develop with time. These things you develop by studying the word of God. When you know how to walk with God in things, you get quicker results. You get answers. You become victorious. People that are not victorious, they are not happy. Losers are not happy. When you keep losing, you pray about this, it doesn't work. You pray about this, it doesn't work. Nothing just happening. After some time, you become despondent. You are not happy. You don't want to be losers. We want to be winners. And God's will is for us to be winners. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For we are able to go up and take that country. To possess the land from Jordan to the sea, says the Lord. Though the giants may be on the way, say the Lord is poised to give us victory. We are able to go up and take that country. To possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to it, God only give us victory, victory. To the right hand side, move on to the right, brethren, move on to the right side of God. Hallelujah, move on. Say, move on to the right side. Move on to the right side of God. Amen. 2 Samuel 5:23. Quickly, please. We need to learn to listen to God. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. David was facing another situation in his life. Very troubling situation. About to be overrun by the Philistines in a war. And the Lord said, you shall not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come up over them against the mulberry trees. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to 24, please. 24. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here is a man that thousands are gathered to kill. And he's sitting under a tree. And the captains were like, what is going on with this guy? Because he cannot tell anybody, they will call you crazy. And he's sitting under a tree. But God has said, you cannot go to this battle until there is a movement on top of the mulberry tree. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you start seeing the tree shake and there is no wind blowing anywhere, but just then the angels of the Lord has gone forward for you to fight this battle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many a times we fight a battle, we are not, it's not yet time to fight it. And we don't fight the right way. And we don't fight with the right plan. And we don't fight with the right resources. And we don't fight with God in us in it. And we're making prayers. He was listening. Every other person was making noise, sharpening their knife and weapons. Horses and everything running around the whole camps of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But God has said, either through his word, either through revelation, either through dream, go and see it. I could give a testimony now, but for the time. Go and sit under the tree and listen for God's movement. Don't go to offense without God, because you will surely lose. You need to go when God has gone before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you need to train yourself to know when God is moving. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they came and said, David, it's time to go. He said, no, don't disturb me. He was waiting. He was listening. He wasn't actively doing any other thing because he will miss the mark. At times, God will say, just sit patient. Wait. Listen. Wait for my dictates. I usually know to the glory of God many a times when God is on the move for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then I just hold on to that hem of his garment. And he will run through with you, holding on to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give God glory for that grace. Then you go on to execute without fear. And achieve God-given victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For we are able to go up and take that country. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. We are able indeed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The lies to ambush the grace for victory. With the words like, I don't know how to say it in Kesara Sera, whatever will be, will be. That is a lie. And that is the attitude I see many of us take. Whatever will be. No, and I'll prove it quickly for you. It is a lie with an exception of unconditional prophecy from God. It is a lie. Unless it is an unconditional prophecy. There are prophecies that is unconditional, like the coming of Christ. He will surely come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing can change it. Joshua did not believe it. He was on his way to victory. And suddenly, it was becoming night. By ordinances of God, by declaration of heaven, by nature and all there is time for day and time for night. But there is your victory just within hand reach, and there is an opposition. He said, no way will this happen on my watch. I need more light to be able to finish up this victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He declared, a man like me and you, he raised his hand on heaven and said, Sun, stand still. And you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And God had the voice of a man like me and you. I told you of the story when I imitated that and God had me too. Witch doctors and whatever come and tell me and say, your mother's burial, give us money quick or we'll make rain to fall everywhere. I say, it's not going to happen. They did. Well, I took it for granted. I didn't plan. I didn't talk about it. I went to sleep. The next day, it was raining when my mother was about to be buried. They already told me I have to pay ransom. I started praying inside. I started praying in my bed. I have a room to myself. I started saying, Lord, I already told these people. I know their names. I know them. They told me it's going to rain. And everybody had it. Will your name be the best? Will I be made to put to shame? Well, that was a prayer. That was good. But God said, go outside. Amen. I've given that testimony in this church. Amen. He said, raise your hand to heaven. And remember that Joshua gave a declaration. Go and do the same. And I made a joke. I was wearing those Hausa kind of agbada that goes from here to town. So I look like Moses, a black Moses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I shake my head. It's an open ground. A lot of people are already gathering. And it's about to rain. Well, God said, go out and raise your hand. And we probably say this crazy man from America. Well, I went outside. I raised my hand in the name of Jesus. And they were watching. I said, it will not rain. And I gave a radius. And I gave a time factor. It will not rain in this so much round about me. I think I decreased so many miles, I don't know. Radius from where I'm standing. And it will not rain for 3 days. Until every activity about my mother's burial is over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was already falling. Crowned, wind, everything. And to the glory of God, it didn't rain for 3 days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And one man came and said, you know, I was coming to your mother's burial from Enugu, and we nearly turned back. I said, why? So we got to Abogu, and it was raining all the way from Enugu, and we said, the road is going to be so bad. But when we got Agbogugu, there was no rain. Dr. Nya knows maybe around my area there. From my town, or Adam, my here, my dear sister. From my town to that Agbogugu was exactly the radius that I declared. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Radius is when you stand in a place and draw a large diameter around you. That was the town. I gave God the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you don't have to say whatever will be. Joshua disproved that. So also did Elijah and David. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Any situation as we close can be changed by our comprehensive faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Your losing streak can be halted and constant victory will be yours. Will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 For it is Jesus Christ that causeth us to have victory and triumph always. Brethren, as Satan rage and throw his darts, be assured that God's grace and mercy will make an end at appointed time. Victory may not come by accident, but the grace of God is sufficient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us stand on his strength alone, for the arm of flesh can never prevail. Let us uphold his royal banner with acclamation of victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And through his strength, stem the tide of losses and be victorious. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want you to say with me. Amen. Hallelujah. My help. My defender is mighty and shall not rest or retreat until every foe is vanquished. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We got the power in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though Satan rages, we shall not be defeated. We're going to sing a hymn as we close. Blessed be the name of the Lord, if we can get it together. It is called Stand Up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Benny, you can start it if you can. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. It's the hymn says, Stand Up for Jesus. I don't know if he's able to play it or not. It says, lift his royal banner. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for ye soldiers of the cross. Say, lift his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army he shall lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. I have a copy of it here. Say, stand up for Jesus, his soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall heal it, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, ye that amen now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to push. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. They are more flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching on to prayer, we are called the voice of duty, be never went in there. Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army is shielded, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you at this hour. Thank you for your word. Give us victory. Give us grace for victory. We know it doesn't come by accident. Without you, we cannot do anything. Give us grace to stand up for Jesus. And when the trumpet call, let us obey. Even run to that mighty conflict, even in his glorious day, that men that serve him against unnumbered foes, let our courage rise with every opposition and strength to strength oppose. Let us stand for Jesus, for that strife will not be long. This day there might be noise of battle, but next day there will be victor's song in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And to him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.